from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been an issue over the summer, cars versus pedestrians, cars versus bikes. Generally speaking, when these types of accidents happen, what usually goes wrong? Is it the bicyclist's fault? Is it the car's fault? Does it depend on the accident?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd say it's not an accident, right? It's a crash. When we say accident, it tends to lean towards it being unpreventable, dismissible, isolated. And when we say crash, people automatically try to decipher, well, what happened? How can we prevent it in the future? So these crashes we've experienced at this alarming rate throughout the summer have been all different types. The part that has angered us the very most is there are 5 hit and runs that we know of that have killed 3 people, and 2 others are still in the hospital. And as far as we're aware, all 5 of those drivers got away with it and have not been caught, despite all our follow-ups with law enforcement. So first and foremost, that's probably been the very worst part about this summer. One of those victims was a child. So someone in Gowanda left a child gravely wounded on the side of the road and drove off. So that's what we'd certainly like to call the most attention to. In terms of the other questions, you know, what is going on? There are many, many factors. The New York Times did a piece earlier this summer showing that drunk driving enforcement has been steadily going down since before the pandemic, and especially after the pandemic. And there was an almost direct correlation showing that fatalities on our roadways due to DUI have gone up at the same time. So that's an alarming statistic. But you know, we are constantly at GoBike calling for better road design, because when you ask people to behave better, be that drivers or cyclists or pedestrians, those calls usually fall on deaf ears and not much changes. Even when you call for more enforcement outside of those drunk driving enforcement, it's hard to have the police on every corner at all times, right? So design can usually solve these problems. It automatically makes drivers slow down, put their phones down, pay attention. Unfortunately, we did see a skateboarder killed on Niagara Street this summer, and another young boy is still in a wheelchair over a month later after being hit by a drunk driver. So design can't do it all, but it's something. It's probably the best tool we have. We just had a press conference yesterday with Senator Sean Ryan and Assemblymember John Rivera. They're both behind bills that would give greater funding and greater mandates to local municipalities to do more complete streets-based design. So a lot of design done by the state, the county, and some local municipalities is very much based on how quickly can you move cars through, and literally does not take into account, can people cross this road safely on foot, in a wheelchair, or in a bike? And complete streets design concepts mandate that you have to take everyone into account, those people I just mentioned and drivers, when you design a road for safety, not just speed. So it was quite a roundabout answer, but we've got so many things going on with these crashes and so many different reasons. Those are just some of the broad aspects here. I would absolutely say that distracted driving is on the rise. If you look around at anybody driving, you see them on their phones. And I could not name one person I know who has gotten a ticket for being on their phone while they're driving. So that plays a role. There's a federal bill that should move to the floor, hopefully, this session, that would limit the height of hoods on pickup trucks and SUVs. We've seen plenty of data that supports that as hood heights get taller, the chance of killing someone you hit goes even higher. Your visibility is lower as well. Today on an F-250 or a Chevy Silverado, you have a worse view of everything around you than if you were driving an M1 Abrams tank. So this race for bigger and bigger vehicles without any regulation is absolutely contributing to these deaths. You know, if you looked around in the 80s in the size of the cars then, in the 90s, you saw a ton of injuries, but they were knee, hip injuries. And now what you see are neck and head injuries. And so the injury numbers have actually gone down, but the death numbers have gone up, because when someone is hitting you at even 30 miles an hour and they're hitting you in your neck and your head, you're likely to die. So many different factors into what we're seeing on our roadways. I'll stop rambling there and ask if you have another question.
Are there cyclists not riding in the are the cyclists not necessarily riding in the proper zones? Are there bad road design where there's not necessarily a bike lane?
Sure. You know, there's been an ongoing debate of, wow, if these cyclists would just behave better, and the cyclists turn around and point fingers to, if these drivers would just behave better. Again, it comes back to, if we had infrastructure that equally protected both, we wouldn't be having these arguments. The reason you see so many people walking and biking in other countries where their pedestrian death rates have been going down, whereas we are the only developed nation on earth where our pedestrian death rate is going up, is because they've built out the infrastructure that separates the two and protects everyone. So it sort of makes car drivers an equal player on the road as opposed to the priority player on the road. So yes, of course, we've seen a cyclist riding the wrong way against traffic, and GoBike does expansive education programs to get the word out as best we can to local schools and community centers, and paid advertisements on our social media to instruct people on how dangerous that is. But at the same time, you're driving down the road and you see someone use the turn lane as a passing lane. You see someone blowing through a red light. And the point here is, yes, a cyclist who is breaking these rules does put themselves at risk. But when a driver, especially one of a larger vehicle, is breaking these rules, they put everyone around them at risk. So we've seen a lot of coverage of, well, what's going on with e-bikes? Are they moving too quickly? You know, a lot of cyclists can get to the same speed as an e-bike can. You know, it's the change to e-bike isn't necessarily contributing to this. It's been a deterioration of driver behavior on our roadways that is probably the largest cause into all of this carnage.
And for those who are riding bikes and also those driving, as we get to the start of the school year next week, what advice do you have, especially when more kids are going to be on their bikes?
You know, something we were talking about with our team was, if people would just take more pride in being a Buffalonian, right? And that means, of course, a Western New Yorker as well. And when you have that pride, you recognize that the people around you on foot, on bikes, in wheelchairs, are your neighbors and are probably only a 1 degree separation from you. And when you realize that, your behavior will change. You will give caution and slow down, give a wave. You likely know this person. You know, so when you slow down, you're really only losing a second or two in order to safely pass a cyclist or to let that person cross the intersection in a slow way. You're going to save a life, and you're going to drive off without the terror of knowing you just gravely injured or killed someone.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.